Good afternoon. My name is Ateri, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Better Together Linking and Leveraging Energy Programs for Low-Income Households conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. If you should need assistance during the call, press star, then zero, and an operator will come back online to assist you. Thank you. I would now like to turn the call over to Ms. Victoria Ludwig. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and welcome everyone. We are very happy to have you here today on our webinar, which is the first of a series that I will explain in just a minute. I am a program manager with the State and Local Climate and Energy Program at EPA in the Office of Atmospheric Programs. The webcast today, we have a great lineup of folks, and the purpose is to highlight some effective efforts that have been happening at the state and local level and with utilities to deliver energy efficiency services to low-income households successfully. So the organizations are case studies of what has been done in order to be successful. Specifically, as you can see in the title of this webcast, the best practice that we're going to speak about today is showing how these organizations have been able to make connections among the available energy efficiency and social services programs in their state, and also making connections with different funding sources in order to leverage all of that to help them be successful in their efforts. And we hope that these examples will help inform you as you work on your own energy efficiency programs and hopefully can try replicating some of their successes. Before we begin, we want to explain a little bit logistics and how to participate today. And I'll turn that over to Wendy Jaglom, who is helping us with the webcast. She's with ICF International.
Thanks, Victoria. And on your screen, you see a screenshot of the GoToWebinar panel. You can open and close the control panel using the red arrow in the upper left-hand corner. Audio is available only by telephone. The call-in number and conference ID is visible on your screen. As the operator mentioned, all participants are on mute. However, we encourage you to send in questions for the speakers. You can send in your questions using the GoToWebinar questions pane. Simply enter your question into the box and then hit send to send it in. And we ask if you do have a question for one of our speakers, if you could please indicate the speaker. That way we'll know how to direct your question. And if you experience any technical difficulties during the webcast, please feel free to email me at wendy.jaglom@icfi.com. Back to you, Victoria.
Thanks. So let's get into it. You can see the agenda. As I said, we have Energy Outreach Colorado and DTE Energy, which are the successful case studies that we're highlighting. We're going to begin with opening remarks from us at EPA, and then after that, the National Energy Assistance Directors Association is going to give a general overview of this issue of providing energy efficiency to low-income households. Before we begin with the introductory remarks, I just wanted to explain who we are. The webcast series is brought to you by the State and Local Climate and Energy Program. We are in the Climate Protection Partnerships Division, and our mission is to help state and local governments reduce their greenhouse gases, improve air quality, and also advance their clean energy efforts, renewable energy, energy efficiency. We do this in a lot of ways, and this slide is only a piece of what showing what we do. The website is at the bottom. We encourage you to look at that. Also, we have newsletters. You can sign up for them at that website. We provide a range of services, tools, quantitative tools, technical information about specific clean energy and climate change topics, communications resources, peer exchanges, of which this webcast is an example of that, bringing people together. We provide materials to show best practices and successful approaches. We also have some guidebooks that explain how to implement effective clean energy programs at the state and local level. We have a lot of resources, but these are the two that we wanted to pull out for you that might be relevant for this topic today to help you in your efforts. If the email that you received this morning from Wendy Jaglom with the presentations has the link to those two items as well. As I mentioned, this is the first of a three-part webcast series on the topic of energy programs for low-income communities. Each of them will focus on a different best practice that is common among successful programs, and by focusing on best practices, we hope that that makes it easier for you to try to replicate what they're doing, regardless of what your specific circumstances or part of the country or situation is. The next one will be happening in the winter, and the last one will be happening in the spring. We might have more, so stay tuned. You can go to this website at the bottom to learn about the future ones when they're announced. And as Wendy mentioned, this webcast, the proceedings from that will be available in a few weeks on that same page. Oops, sorry. We're going to Jacob Moss, who is the Acting Deputy Director of the Climate Partnership Programs Division, is going to start off with some introductory remarks, and then we'll move on to the first speaker. Jacob, there you go.
Thanks very much, Victoria. And let me first add my thanks and welcome to all of you for participating in today's webcast. We've got a fantastic breadth of organizations that have signed up to the webinar today, and I think that's a great reflection of the interest in today's topic. As Victoria said, we've been doing these webcasts for years. They're really a core part of our ability to first distill and then communicate best practices on a wide range of topics related to state and local policy on both energy efficiency and renewable energy. And we're really pleased that we're taking these tools and applying them more deliberately to this topic of bringing energy efficiency and renewables to low-income communities. So as Victoria said, today's webinar is just one part of a wide range of activities that EPA is undertaking on this topic. We're developing a catalog of case studies of programs run by state and local agencies, nonprofits, and utilities that have successfully delivered energy efficiency and renewables to low-income communities or households. Now, that catalog is going to consist of probably about 15 to 20 short profiles of successful programs. These are 1 to 2 pages that will focus really on the key barriers that the programs faced and how they overcame them. And then we'll be doing a more deep dive of about 5 to 8 of those programs and developing in-depth case studies to help the communities understanding with a lot greater clarity how their particular programs were able to succeed in these areas. We want the profiles and case studies to cover a wide range of programs across different parts of the country, urban areas versus rural areas, programs that deliver economic benefits such as job creation, as well, multifamily housing versus affordable housing, or single family housing, and across both energy efficiency and renewables. And if any of you on the call today have programs that you are running or participating in that you'd like to put into the mix for these profiles and these case studies, please send them our way. We'd love to have that information. Now, today's webinar is directly linked to that catalog. As Victoria said, we're going to host several more webinars throughout the winter and spring. And we want the webinars to really focus not on specific programs per se, although you'll be learning about specific programs during them, but we really want to highlight the specific best practices that all communities can use and learn from as they think about how to design programs to most effectively bring efficiency and renewables to low-income communities. There's one other resource I want to highlight that EPA is developing right now and that we're going to publish soon, which is a resource guide to highlight EPA's own internal energy efficiency and renewable energy programs that could be of use and of benefit to low-income communities. That'll be coming out hopefully this month or next month. Now, this work that we're doing is also linked to some broader administration-wide efforts to support these same goals. On August 24th, President Obama announced the creation of an interagency task force to promote a clean energy future for all. That's got participation from not just EPA, but also the Department of Energy, Department of Housing and Urban Development, Department of Health and Human Services, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and several other agencies. And a key part of the task force work is to partner with both states and community organizations to identify opportunities to improve energy efficiency and scale up deployment of renewable energy in both low and moderate income communities. The task force has already issued a federal compendium titled Programs and Activities to Support Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency in Low and Moderate Income Communities. And on Tuesday of this week, at the National Community Solar Summit, the White House announced that 68 cities, states, and businesses are joining together to promote community solar, with an emphasis, particular emphasis on scaling up solar for low and moderate income households. And then finally, the last point I want to emphasize is that I want to highlight a couple of linkages between all of these different activities and the Clean Power Plan that President Obama and EPA announced on August 3rd. State and local government policies to encourage energy efficiency and renewable energy, both generally and also with respect to low-income communities in particular, can help reduce carbon pollution, and therefore they support efforts under the Clean Power Plan. We hope that the catalog and this webinar series will help inform states as they develop their plans under the Clean Power Plan. And one particular angle that I want to highlight is what's called the Clean Energy Incentive Program, which states can opt into. They can choose to opt into it, and it's meant to incentivize early investments in energy efficiency in low-income communities, as well as wind and solar power investments much more generally in low-income communities and more broadly both. EPA is currently seeking public input before finalizing this program, and one way we're doing that is by hosting four listening sessions to gather ideas and input on the program from different stakeholder groups. The next session for these listening sessions is set for this coming Monday evening and will focus specifically on community input. So we'd love to have input from folks on this call to participate in that call and provide us that input. Information about how to participate is shown on one of my slides right here. With that, I'll turn it back to Victoria. Thanks again for attending the webinar today. We hope it's valuable to you, and we hope that this will be sort of the first of many to come where we can get your input and learn what's worked in this sector much more broadly across the country.
Great. Thanks, Jacob. The next slide I'm showing you includes some links to some of the resources that Jacob mentioned. These are also were included in the PowerPoint that you received this morning, and we will post them on the website as well. But if you have any questions, want the URLs again, or have any questions about the work that we're doing to highlight best practices in this topic, and if you have, as Jacob mentioned, information that about your programs that you have implemented that have been successful, contact me, and I'll be happy to chat.